disappointing day at the office, Anton.
Yeah, it was. No, to be fair, we were seriously gutted inside, to be honest. You know, and the most disappointing part is we didn't go at it like we did in the last three or four matches. You know, in fairness, Tipperary were deserving winners on the day, and hats off to them. And you know, we were beaten in a number of areas over the field, unfortunately. But in saying that, we still maybe after half time we missed four or five crucial chances to get back into the game, but when those don't go over, you're kind of chasing it then, you know.
Stopped it brightly, got a couple of quick points on the board. Tip hits it to no other stage.
Yeah, it's hard to describe it, you know. I suppose we were in the game for, I suppose, the first 10-12 minutes, and then as you said, they hit five or six points afterwards, which kind of, that gap of four or five was always there throughout. And even as I said, just after half time, we crucially missed four or five frees and maybe one or two goal chances. But you know, at the end of the day, we were beaten by a better side on the day, you know. So
they coped very well with the threat of the Limerick attack, particularly Carl O'Neill and Bob Purcell. They negated it very well.
They did, yeah, unfortunately. I suppose a couple of other lads just didn't get going either on the day. And then, I suppose, when three or four of your forwards aren't hitting the ball over the bar, it's just you don't come out with victory, unfortunately, you know. So
our midfield pair put in a busy shift.
They did, yeah. They were under savage pressure there, and I suppose in the half-back line and full-back line were under big pressure as well for long periods of the game. But, you know, they defended very well, and you know, it's just, as I said, the scoreboard never lies, and you know, at the end of the day, Tip were the better side on the day, you know.
You've battled away to the end, Anthony, in all your games, really.
Yeah.
Snuck a few from at the end, but that Tip goal really sealed it.
Yeah, it was just unfortunate, we were kind of creeping back into it, but the goal kind of finished us off, really. But we still disappointed over not converting our chances, you know. That 4-5 just after half time, a couple of goals that were saved by the Tip keeper, and but yeah, what can you say? You know, it's disappointing. Yeah.
You don't have long to pick yourself up after it.
No, we just said it to the lads. You know, we have to stay positive now. You know, it's going to hurt probably for the next day or two. But listen, we have to get back up next Sunday. We're playing Galway, I think, next Sunday. So yeah, we don't have time to beat ourselves up. We just have to go at it now next weekend. You know.
Do you know much about that Galway team?
Yeah, they're a good side, you know. They won an All-Ireland competition, I think, 2 years ago. So, but hopefully the experience we've gained through the Munster Championship will stand us in good stead. But you know, we're into a round robin now with Galway and Kilkenny, and that's going to be tough as well, you know.
It's a remarkable championship when you think you've five games played and another two to come. I mean,
yeah.
You'd have Manny's in All-Ireland won with seven games in the past.
Well, hopefully if it's the long route we take, the long route we go, you know. But that's it. What's in front of us is Galway, and we'll have to play them next Sunday. But it is five matches played. As you said, any other year you could have something won. But it's a great experience for the lads. Very, very proud of them. And they've put in a massive shift over the last 5 or 6 weeks with the five matches we played. But as I said, we go at it next weekend now, and we take on Galway.
You've essentially got two chances to get to an All-Ireland semi-final. And
yeah.
You take that when you're starting out last November.
That's it, yeah. You know, Munster final is a great day, and hopefully the experience gained today will stand to them. And yeah, if we can get over Galway, and who knows what will happen then. And you know, there was a big shock yesterday in Leinster with Kilkenny being beaten by Dublin. So, you know, I think there's a long road ahead yet for different teams, you know.
And then you and the team picked yourselves up after the walk of the field.
Yeah.
Is it a bigger task this time?
I suppose it's still the same time frame. It's a week in between the two. So, yeah, why not? We can go at it now next Sunday and go at it again and take on Galway. And maybe we might have a bit more in the tank because Galway have had no game played, whereas we have five games played so far. So hopefully now we can take it on now next weekend, yeah.